little different service today. It kind of has more parts than, you know, one main thing. But if you don't know who I am, I'm Susie Judd. I, along with Matt, we pastor here at Good News Church. Really thankful for all of you that are here today, and good to see you. Haven't met all of you. Glad you're enduring the June, the summertime in Augusta, Georgia. I know that's kind of a shock maybe to some of the Colorado people, but believe me, this is the best weather we've had in years for Camp Overflow. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. I don't think it ever got under 100, you know, during the day. Praise God. A couple of things though I want to say as we move into this part of the service. This is a week of empowerment, and maybe you don't exactly even know what that means. We've been using that word a lot. I know in the testimonies people were going, and he was empowered. Really, what empowerment is the God who is in us. When we're born again, God comes within us. The God who is within us, he said through Jesus in Acts 1:8, he said, you're going to receive power from the Holy Spirit when he comes upon you. And we believe that not only is God in us, but God wants to come up on us, upon us. He wants to come up on us. And that's what empowerment is the God who is in us, because he's in us and all of his goodness, all of his greatness, all of his glory, he's in us. That's the mystery. Who can figure that out? How God could be in us. But God is in us through what Jesus did. He made the way for God to actually really live in us. And he lives in us, but he doesn't want to just stay buried down in there somewhere where we acknowledge it on a Sunday morning, where we, you know, every now and then we may mutter a little prayer. No, God wants to live through us. He wants to come up on us and live through us. And that's what empowerment is about, is God living through us, God living on us, God touching people through us, God speaking to people through us, God loving people through us. That's what empowerment is. And here we are empowering people to give life, and we feel very strongly that God's life isn't just for us, but it's for every person. God's life, really, Jesus gave himself. The Bible says in John 3:16 that God sent his son Jesus so that every person could be saved. So the whole world could be saved. So God could come and live in every person. Isn't that awesome? And so it's our job, because we've received this great gift. We really believe it's our job. It's our number one job to tell that to as many people as we can, to share with them the same good news that someone shared with us. And really, we can be grateful to God for what we've received, but the greatest way of showing our appreciation towards him is to go and tell the next person. Hey, I found, you do that when you've gone and found a great restaurant, when you found a great sale. Hey, they have great deals over there. Let's go. You gotta get in on that. I'm telling you, they have the best. We've just returned from Minnesota. Amazing things happen there. I have to tell you, God said to us at the beginning of the year, he said that he is going to bless us in astonishing ways. And he's reminded us that again and again. He said, there'll be days that you literally will have a jaw-dropping experience. And we're here today. I know my jaw doesn't stay dropped that long because I have to use it so much. But we just experienced something jaw-dropping, really. We'll be telling you about it in the days ahead, but it could not possibly have gone any better. I could not have dreamed it would go that well. The birth of something new, fresh. It's just really exciting. But while we were there on the trip, this is what it's going to tell you. We went to a restaurant. It's called Big Bowl. I think they have them several different places. But they make fresh ginger ale. I mean, they have they use real ginger in the carbonated water. And this, oh, you got to have some. I'm telling you. So I'm like, everywhere I went after I went to the Big Bowl, I was telling it, you have got to go over there and have some of that. They have pomegranate ginger ale. Oh, it was so good. Well, if I would tell people about that, how much more should I tell them about the greatest thing I've ever discovered, the greatest thing I've ever experienced? I'm telling you, the greatest feelings, the greatest highs you could ever have, I've had them. And I've had them in Christ. How would I not share that with the next person? Peace, comfort, safety, help, well-being, healing, like Ori discovered. Really, my needs being met, all because of God in me. And I got to share that. Now we're going to in this service. In a moment, I'm going to turn it over. We have something really special going to happen here today. We have our very own Nate Barber, whom we love and cherish and have great affection for. But today, some of you are going to feel like you're seeing double because Nate's identical twin brother, Greg, is with us. And honestly, it's creepy how much they're alike. But Greg is going to share a testimony here right after I finish. Greg's up. He's going to share a testimony. Then Nate's going to take us to where we're needing to go today. But you're going to have an opportunity today for those of you who maybe have you've received Jesus, but you've never had the fullness of him, of the power of God coming up on you. You're going to get to have that today. The Bible calls that the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And if you've never received that, go ahead right where you are and just settle in and say, hey, today's my day. And I don't know if you've tried before or you've thought about it before. Maybe you've been afraid. Forget all that. Hey, it's the beginning of empowerment. It's Empowered 2012. So this is the first step to being empowered. We're going to have that when the Holy Spirit will come upon you today. It is going to be awesome. And if maybe, you know, all of us, we're going to enter into a new realm of that. And we're going to have a freshness of empowerment. A fresh empowerment. How about that? Fresh empowerment. Now, a couple of things I want to say about this week. You'll see in your bulletin, we have outreaches. We have them every day, but they're at different times. So look, we have Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They're in the afternoon from 1 to 3. Tuesday and Thursday, they're in the evenings. We're doing them at 6:30 at night, so you can come. All your excuses are out the door now. You can actually come. And, you know, we need you to come. If you've been out before, we need you because we have a lot of people who haven't been out and we need your help to train them. We need you. And if you haven't been out before, then you need to come because it'll change your life and you'll feel like, man, God can use me. You'll be like, I think it was Ori that came up and said, wow, I heard that he was as shocked the boy's feet quit hurting as the boy was. I wondered if that worked on tight pants. I wanted to ask. But anyway, if so, I need to see you after service. But anyway, this is going to be a great week. Now, in the mornings, those of you who are available, 10 to noon in the mornings, we're going to be doing our I Give Life course right in here. And we're going to be doing the activities that go with it. So all of you, I'm telling you, if you're a teenager and you're out of school this summer, why would you not be here? Give me a good reason. You ain't got one. You would be here. So if a ride is a problem, somebody can give you a ride. Just get over here and we'll feed you lunch and you can go out. You can just spend your day here. You can just stay here till the evening time if you want to. We got plenty to do. So just come. It'll change your life. And then I just want to say to the rest of you, if you can't be here, you're going somewhere. And the same God that's in us, if we go to Cherry Tree or Dogwood or anywhere else that he sends us, he's going to be with you. And if you're on your job or you're in school or maybe you can't come for whatever reason, you're going somewhere. Your assignment this week is to go give life. Give God's life that's in you. Give it to somebody. Go ahead and decide right now you're going to do that. Because we're going to have testimonies from people that are giving life out, you know, in what we're doing formally. And we're going to have testimonies from people who are just letting God use them wherever they go, whatever they're doing. And so do that this week. Be here in the evening times, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're going to have some really wonderful services. They're different than anything we've done before. And God's going to speak to us. Now, tonight, something very special is happening. Jeremy Gall, our resident evangelist, at least for this summer, is going to be ministering, and you will not want to be here. I said you will not want to be here. Maybe that was a word from God. I don't know. Just take it as you will. But no, you will want to be here because it's going to be an awesome service tonight. So you're going to see things you haven't seen, hear things you haven't heard. Get up off the sofa, get out of your pool, come back from the lake and get over here. Don't make me come get you. No, I'm serious. Just come on. Just out of a willing heart. And we're going to just see great things. I just want to close my part and say this. People are going to see changes in their lives this week. And I know some of you are feeling kind of stale. You know, you're maybe dusty a little bit, whatever's going on. I'm telling you that what you need is refreshing. out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's where the refreshing will come from. The Holy Spirit refreshes like nobody else, like nothing else. Better than any, oh, I need a vacation. Well, come over here and get refreshed. Then you can go on your vacation. That's what you need. You need what Nate read earlier. You need that strengthening that God will do in your life. Come this week. If you will open yourself to Him and yield yourself to Him, and you'll just determine, hey, I'm going to get what you have for me this week. Come in late if you have to. Leave early if you have to. But just get in on what you can. Give Him something to work with. And we've seen again and again when we do that, woo, He can do something with it. I mean, He took 10 to 45 minutes yesterday and 50 people, and He changed 152 destinations for eternity. He's a good God like that. My brother Greg, I've never turned your service over to you. Yeah, here you go, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, good morning, everybody. I'm not only here to creep you out, here to share a little bit of my story with you. And for many of you, you know Nate, and you don't know me, but you look at me and you say, hey, Nate, and I'll say hey back to you and creep you out. And you'll walk away thinking I'm Nate, and then you'll come back later and you'll do a double take and you'll think, oh my gosh, what did I do? What happened? My mind is blown once again, right? Lord did it again. Well, it's quite interesting. You know, many of you that know anything about twins know that there are a lot of similarities. We share the same DNA, and we have a lot of the same things going on: hairdo, goatee, even the same biceps, and the same chicken legs. The whole thing, you know, happening. But for a long time, there was something completely different about me and Nate, and for 10 years, it was different. He had something that I didn't have. He'd received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he received when, what were you, 18, 17? 21, okay. I think I'm younger than I am. That's what's going on here. 21, he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. His wife, fiance then, led him in that. And his life was changed. Nate and I grew up in this charismatic Pentecostal church. And we experienced some kind of freaky things that we both experienced together when we were 8, 10 years old that were, mysteries to us. We didn't understand it. No one really told us about it. And we were kind of freaked out. So we had a bad taste in our mouth about speaking in tongues and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And a lot of you may have that this morning. For me, it was a complete turn off. I was like, no, I don't want to be anything like those people. I don't want to be like that lady. I don't want to do that. And Nate got a fresh understanding of it, and it began to try to tell me about it. And I was like, no, man, you've been sipping the Kool-Aid. Nuh-uh. No, sir. I don't want none of that, man. Nothing to do with it. And for a long time, whenever we would get together, and I moved out to Colorado, and we didn't see each other that often, but whenever we were together, we would talk about it, and he would try to say, man, you gotta get some of this, you know? Here, have some of this Kool-Aid. He would try to talk to me about it. And Kristen, and they were both very encouraging. Like, man, God did this through us and in us. And I was always of the understanding, you know, I have the Holy Spirit. He comes in at salvation, and everybody believes that. We believe that you have the Holy Spirit at salvation. But as Susie talked about, it comes upon you, right? And so for 10 years, he was speaking to me about that. For the past 2 years, there have been so many people in my church, and I have been a part of an interdenominational church. So we have Presbyterians and Lutherans and Methodists and Pentecostals and Charismatics and Catholics, and all those people come in under one roof. And for some reason, God sent me all of the people that were filled with the Holy Spirit to talk to me about it. And I didn't know why. I'm like, this is strange. Right? But for the past, year and a half or so, I just began to kind of press into that a little more and study a little more and ask more questions and try to find out all that I could about it, because it was kind of an intellectual thing about it. Does my theology line up with this? Do I believe that this still exists today? And those things that I had hiccups with, I got those questions answered and asked those questions of people. And there was a period of about 2 weeks that was sharing with people about this trip that we were going to go on. This was back in January. And I said, I'm so excited. God's doing amazing things at Good News Church. And I got so excited and jazzed about it that I want to take a group of teenagers and adults to experience what, you guys are experiencing here. And I said, one of the things that I think that we're all going to experience is a freshness, a refreshing of the Holy Spirit. And I had no clue what I was talking about, right? Like, I'm just telling people these things. Well, I had one guy in my office and I started telling him about it and I said, I've been studying the Holy Spirit more and trying to understand this, receiving of the Holy Spirit at salvation and the baptism of the coming upon of the Holy Spirit, that happens afterwards. And is it two separate things? What is that whole thing about? And this guy said, well, I got a guy that you need to talk to. He's really knowledgeable about that stuff. And he said, would you like to talk to him? I said, yeah, absolutely. So I got in touch with this guy. He had written this paper, kind of outlining some of the things that the baptism of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts and it kind of got me thinking and studying the scriptures. What does the scripture say about this? And went and had coffee with this guy. Tell me about your story. What's your experience like? And I said, okay, man, I read that paper. I mean, God spoke to me through it. I looked at the scriptures and I believe it. And I'm not quite ready yet. And I had this big, big hang up. Many of you maybe have had this before. And I said, what if I pray and nothing happens? Right? I realized that at camp, one of the girls at camp had this similar experience. She said, I've been rejected a lot in my life. What if I pray and nothing happens? I don't want to be rejected. Well, I told that to this gentleman. He's like, well, I got another lady you need to talk to. She had the same exact feeling. And 2 days ago, she received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So she's really fresh and new to this. So I talked to her on the phone for about an hour and I said, how did you get over that hump? She said, well, I studied the scripture. I looked at the scripture and the lady that I was with, she told me what the scripture said. I want to read that to you. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. This is what got me over the hump here, okay? This is what it says. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you for everyone who asks. Catch that? Everyone who asks receives. Those who seek, find. And to those who knock, the door will be opened. And here's the clincher. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? And I'm like, okay. There's no way I can ask and nothing will happen, right? Because I have children. I know my kids ask for something. I'm not going to give them something completely off the wall. I may not be ready for them right at the time, but I'm going to give it to them, right? You know how to give good gifts to your children. So Nate and I were in conversation kind of through this whole time. I sent him the paper through email that this guy had written. I said, how does this line up? Is it spot on? He glanced at it and said, yeah, it looks good. And he said, let's talk about that a little more. We planned to have this conversation. I'd just gotten a new iPhone and I was ready to use FaceTime on that puppy. And we're like, let's get on FaceTime and have this conversation. So I'm in my office, so the door closed, and he's in his office, the door closed. We're on FaceTime and we're talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I said, man, I've come to this point where I think that I'm ready, but here's my hang up. What if I pray and nothing happens? He said, you can't think that way. Can't think that way. You gotta believe and take it on faith that you will receive. I talked about it a little more and he said, you know what? Kristen and I we backed off of you guys for a couple years. He said, I began to pray that the Lord would send workers in the same way that I pray that the Lord would send workers for people to receive salvation and be saved. He said, I began to pray for you that God would send people to talk to you about the Holy Spirit. And I said, okay, that's where all these people came from. That's your fault, right? And I heard that, and I'm like, okay, man. Well, yeah, there's this lady. The lady's on staff with us. Always talking, always in my office. Man, God did this, God did that. Praying for me in tongues. And I'm like, oh, man, okay. It's your fault, okay. And he said, time's now. He said, don't wait. I said, all right. I'm ready. My heart starts beating. Pitter patter. And I'm like, okay, man, let's do it. Right over FaceTime, begins to pray, just kind of explaining that whole thing to me. This is what we're going to do. This is what you're going to say. And usually that happens with the laying on the hands. He said, I'm going to have you put your hand on your chest. I felt like my heart was going through my hand at that moment. Believe that I received the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And I felt something supernatural kind of happen on the inside. He began to pray in tongues, and I was trying to get out of my head and into this tongues thing, and a few syllables came out. And that was it. Nate's like, yeah, that's it. That's it. You got it. You got it. I felt the supernatural thing happen, and afterwards, there are a couple of things that happened. One, the enemy tried to steal that from me. He tried to say, no, that was you. You did that. You were just repeating what he said. And what's interesting, though, about this whole thing is that what I said didn't sound like what he said. I said, no, devil, uh-uh. Even though we're twins and we have the same voice, our prayer language is different. How about that? Right? Come on. So for a few days, I mean, he challenged and encouraged me, practice, you know, you got it, you can do it anytime that you want, and use that and pray and use that. And so I got home that night, talked to my wife about it and said, something crazy happened to me today. Talked about it for a long time and I'm like, how do I practice this? You know, how does that work? And so what I did is, every night we put our children to bed. They're 2 years old and they're here. You'll meet them. They're twins. And that whole mystery thing happening there again. We put them to bed and I pray for them and, you know, lay hands on them and pray for them. And for the longest time praying in English. And I said, all right, I'm going to try it on them because they can't really understand me and they won't be making fun of me. So I'm going to practice on my children. We had this routine, my wife and I, we decided a long time ago that when we would put them to bed, if they were screaming their heads off, we just let them cry it out. And almost every night, you walk out of the room, you close the door, and the boys are crying, you know, screaming. And even after I pray for them. So this moment, you know, I went in there, prayed for them one at a time in tongues, in the spirit. And I promise you, when I walked out of the room, silence. And I'm like, it works! It works, all right. Well, that doesn't happen every time. You know, anytime they start screaming, I don't, you know, yell at them in tongues and they shut up. They're kids, right? They're kids. They're going to scream. They have those moments. But it wasn't just that. That week, I got some hard news. Very, very, very hard news. I was scheduled to preach at my church that weekend. Prepared this message on Monday for what I was going to share. Believe that the Holy Spirit gave it. So that was the following week after. And believe that the Holy Spirit was working in my preparation for this Sunday's message and didn't know what was happening. And on Thursday, after I'd written this message, I found out that our pastor at our church was resigning. And that Sunday, they were going to make the announcement after I give this message. Well, the message was on time. And God spoke and people were ready to receive that message. They were ready to hear that and respond appropriately. And it was a tough time, but I believe that, man, for such a time as that God empowered me through the power of the Holy Spirit to step up and preach. And for 7 of 9 weeks, I preached and my preaching was empowered. It was different and had people twice my age coming up to me and saying, man, that was great. And I, you know, used to speaking to teenagers and you never hear that's great from teenagers. So, like, man, that was great. And man, the Holy Spirit used you. And so I noticed that. But the following Sunday, I was downstairs and on Sunday mornings, we have our staff leaders kind of lead the teenagers. And one of them called and he said, man, my battery won't start. And it's like 10 minutes before service. And he said, I can't do the lesson. He was scheduled that day. I'm like, okay, all right, let's try this Holy Spirit thing out. You know, and I've had plenty of times where I would wing it, you know, and it didn't work out so well. But this one, you know, I was like, I don't have anything, you know. All right, Lord, you're just going to have to give it to me. And Holy Spirit, come empower me. And gave this just lesson to our students. And even afterwards, several students coming up, man, I needed to hear that. Parent coming up, you know, that morning, something happened and you spoke to my son. He needed that, you know. And just notice that difference in my preaching and in the boldness and having fresh insights. And even in ministry, I think up until that point, I had never experienced anyone being healed, you know, when I pray for them. We had this student, and I'll wrap up with this story. We had this student at our snow tubing trip. We took a snow tubing trip, and the night before the trip, he hurt his foot playing soccer. And so he comes in, he's hopping, you know, like this, with his bag in hand, you know, ready for the snow tubing trip. Like, how are you going to go snow tubing? It's like 100 yards from just where you get your tube to where you get on the lift. You're not going to make it, bro. He's like, I'll be okay. I'll be okay. He's hobbling, putting his stuff in the car. I said, okay, we'll pray for you later. We get up to the cabin. This was an overnight trip. And so we get up there Friday night, and I'd kind of forgot, you know, that he was hurt. And one of our students, Christopher, said, hey, what's going on with Paco's foot? And I said, oh yeah, he hurt his foot. And he was in there, kind of had it lifted up. And Chris is like, let's go pray for him. I said, okay, go ask him if we can pray for him. And Chris was bold enough and went in there and asked him, like, let's pray for you, man. We want to see you get healed. So he goes over and he says it's okay. We start praying for Paco. Chris prays and I pray, and I have my hand on Paco's foot, and I feel this tingling in his skin. Never felt that before. I'm like, oh man, that is supernaturally weird. I looked at Paco. I said, Paco, do you feel that? He said, yeah. So we get up and walk on that thing, man. He gets up. He puts some pressure on it. He doesn't have to hop anymore. I'm like, how's it feel? He's like, that's about 50%. I'm like, oh, that ain't good enough. You're not complete yet. So he sits back down and we pray again. And he gets up and I'm like, move it around. He said, I couldn't do that before. This thing was like discolored too, right? And the color starts changing. Oh my goodness, man. Talk about mind being blown. Like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, all right. Well, get up and walk on that thing. He gets up. He starts jumping around. Like, all right, almost there, right? Like 80%. It's like, okay, it still hurts a little bit. Okay, God's not done. Let's go at it again. In Jesus' name, we command healing right now. Foot whole and well. He gets up. He starts jumping around. There's a little ball on the floor. He kicks it. The next morning, he runs like 3 miles on this foot before the snow tubing trip. And I'm like, okay, we're in it. And Holy Spirit has come full on empowerment and something that I never experienced before. All because my brother began to tell me about it. And then when I wasn't listening, he began to pray for other people to come and tell me about it. And then I began to open my heart and my mind to it. And though it was strange, and the devil tried to steal that away at first, I pressed in and got encouragement from my family. God's completely changed my life. And even through a series of, you know, unfortunate events at our church, God has given me clarity and has empowered me for a new position, for something new. And where I'm stepping out in faith and trusting Him more and more and relying on the power of the Holy Spirit to meet my needs, to care for my family, my new baby on the way. And those things, I do not believe would happen without that experience that happened to me in January. So in a moment, you're going to have that same opportunity to have that same experience with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit to come upon you. And we want to make sure that your heart is ready. So I'm going to invite Pastor Nate to come on up and make that happen for
Amen.
You.
Amen. Tag team, brother. I'm so glad that you got to hear it from his perspective, because me telling it just did not do it justice for what you just heard. The whole backstory and everything, just tremendous. And so, did that bless you this morning? I believe that the Holy Spirit can revolutionize your life. I really do. I believe He can change you in ways that, I mean, you may have been walking with God for 20 years and you think, man, I got all there is to have that God's going to do with me. You know, He's not done with you yet. And He wants you to receive a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. And some of you, I was just talking to our students, some of you, you hadn't prayed in tongues. Maybe you got filled with the Spirit when you were a kid. You hadn't prayed in tongues in a long time. You can be refreshed this morning. And I want to encourage you with just a couple of things. why every believer needs the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I believe this. Every single believer needs the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And not just me, but I believe that Jesus believed that. He said, these signs shall follow those who believe. And the first thing he mentions, they shall speak with new tongues. Yes. He was, foreshadowing the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then Paul echoed the same sentiment when he said in 1 Corinthians 14:5, I desire all of you to speak in tongues. Why would they say these things? Because they knew the power that it has. They knew that it will change you from the inside out. And so I plead with you this morning, just as they did through the scripture, be filled with the Spirit. Open yourself up to being filled with the Spirit this morning. You know, it doesn't have to take you 10 years to get an understanding of it. You can be filled and just hear it. I mean, some of these students just heard about the baptism of the Holy Spirit at camp. Charlie last year, Charlie got saved and filled with the Holy Spirit in like a matter of moments. Got saved and then immediately filled with the Spirit. Didn't know anything about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so whatever position you are in today in your understanding about the Holy Spirit, He will meet you where you are. Yes. He will meet you where you are. Praying in tongues edifies you. It recharges your battery. Gives you fresh strength. Praying in tongues builds your faith. It helps you pray God's perfect will. You can only go so far when you're praying in English. Before you start praying some crazy stuff. You know, I used to pray every night, God bless Mom and Dad and Uncle Joe and Aunt Bobby or Uncle Bobby. If you have an Aunt Bobby, I don't know what's going on. She definitely needs prayer. But I mean, you're just praying these almost fruitless prayers, you know. But when you're praying in the Spirit, you're praying God's perfect will. And praying for things you don't even know about. It says, talks about that in Romans 8:26, that he helps us in our weakness and prays through us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Talking about speaking in other tongues. And the most important, I think, reason that you should receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit is because it's God's plan to change the world. Yeah. Acts 1:8, Pastor Susie mentioned it earlier. It says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. You will be my witnesses. It is an empowerment to be a witness, and you need that in your life. I want to share Brian's story. Brian, come on up here, my man. This is Brian McLean. Everybody say, hey, Brian. Some of you don't know Brian because Brian has always been, since he's been to the church, hey, buddy, in the Hydro Force Kids. He's moving up to sixth grade this year, and, man, our sixth graders are getting younger and younger. How are you, Brian?
Good.
How old are you?
11.
11. He's a good 11-year-old kid. And this guy, talk about mind being blown. This guy blew my mind. He was riding in my car on the way to camp, and he was just really excited to be there and expectant. And Brian, did you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit at camp? Yeah? You want to tell everybody how you did it? It was really cool. At camp one night, I think Eli prayed with them to receive the Holy Spirit, and he comes up, they come up to me kind of at the end of the session, and Eli says, Brian wants to tell you something. I'm like, all right, cool, man. And the first thing he does, he starts speaking in tongues. He's like, yeah, man, I understood every single word. Awesome. It was awesome. But I got the privilege to go out on the streets yesterday with Brian and talk. I mean, this is the embodiment of Acts 1:8, this kid right here. And I want to tell you what he did. We go out on the streets, and we're in Lake Olmsted, and right out of the gate, this kid is chomping at the bit to just pray with some people. He's got both of his cards handy, and I kind of toss him and Jay kind of in the fire there. Jay's been out with us one time, and I said, "Man, can you feel comfortable doing it on your own?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Because I saw some people afar off, and I felt God pulling me to them, and I'm like, I'm going to run get them. I'll meet up with you guys in just a second after I talk to them." And immediately, Jay and Brian pray with five kids to be saved at that first time. Now, Brian, in the distance, he sees a basketball court full of people. And before he's done talking to these kids, he's like, "Can we go over there? Can we go over there?" I said, "Hold on, let me go get the water." So I grab the cooler out of the car and I start wheeling it over there. And we were seeing people on the way, and he's like itching to get to this group of people, man, so he can preach to them. And so I got the cooler, and it was like fish food. You bring that cooler out, and everybody starts gathering around. And so I said, hey, you know, we got free water. And Brian's saying, free water, free water. He's like yelling at everybody, right? And everybody's coming over, and we present the gospel to them. And at some point, I mean, we got about 16 to 20 people around here, okay? And, you know, it's like they're going every which way, and not half of them are paying attention. And Brian, he stands up, he said, y'all be quiet, this is important. People twice his size that could crush him with a single blow. And he's just the boldness and power from this young man. So we get to the point, I share the gospel with him, and I said, my man Brian here is going to lead you in this prayer. He reads the prayer right off the card and leads 16 people to Jesus right there. Amen. Amen. This guy. Right here. So impressed with this kid. And afterward, after he leads them in the prayer, he says, amen. He said, now, who needs healing in their body? This guy. Who needs healing in their body? And there's a kid, he's like, you know, half of them are not paying attention to him, but this one kid kind of perks up. I said, hey, man, yeah, I saw you perk up a little bit. What's going on with you? He said, I hurt my ankle just now playing basketball. I said, hey, man, we can pray for that. So I kind of share with him a little bit on the script, and I said, Brian, it's your deal, man. Get down there. He has the card, just like Ori did with the kid's foot. He has the card. He's reading it word for word from the card and lays his hand on his. He said, you want me to lay my hand on your shoulder or your ankle? Because I can do either one, you know. It'll work both ways, he says. This kid's awesome. Works either way. And so he goes, my ankle's what hurts. And so he lays his hands on his ankle, gets down there, and, you know, it's about 50% better, you know. And so I said, Brian, pray for him again. So we pray for him one more time. And it was better still. And then third time's a charm, it seems like sometimes. The third time, he's like, all right, man, it's straight now, you know. And he starts, you know, moving around and jumping around. And then Brian, he kind of pulls me to himself. He said, now can we get him to pray in tongues? I was like, not right now, man. We got to go. But this kid, before, I don't know, had you ever prayed with anybody to be saved before this trip? I mean, look at this. Praying for somebody to be saved, has his first miracle, receives the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He wouldn't have done that, I don't believe, without that. No. What do you think? No. I'm super proud of you, man. Yeah. They are too. Have a seat, buddy. Thank you, man. I know his parents have to be proud as well. What a tremendous testimony. And you know what? It doesn't just have to be Brian's testimony. It doesn't just have to be Greg's testimony. That could be your testimony today. Through receiving the Holy Spirit, being empowered to be a witness, you can be changed and in turn change others. So I want to give you that opportunity this morning. But first of all, I want to give you the opportunity to be saved, because before you can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you have to have called upon Jesus as your Savior. If you're here this morning, you've never called upon the name of Jesus, every head bowed, every eye closed, you've never called upon the name of Jesus to be saved, would you lift your hand and say, I want to be saved today. I want to know for sure that I'll go to heaven when I die. Just raise your hand right now. Anybody in here? You say, that's me. I need to be saved today. I need to call upon Jesus as my Savior. I want to ask him into my heart and my life. I've never done that. I want to do that. All right, excellent. You can stand to your feet. Everyone, it looks like everyone has received Jesus as their Savior, but, you know, many of you have yet to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you need that power in your life. We desire that for you. We desire that for you this morning. So I'm going to ask you, if you would like to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to step out of your seat and come down front. We're not going to pray for you up here. We're going to send you with some altar ministers to minister to you and pray for you. And you will receive the Holy Spirit today. Yes. You will receive the Holy Spirit today. So if you want to receive the Holy Spirit today, would you step out of your seat right now? Step out of your seat right now and come down front. And Neil and Georgette will take you to a place of prayer and minister to you. Go ahead and be bold right now. You say, I want that. I want the Holy Spirit. I want the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. Come on out. Step out of your seat. Come on out right now. You want more boldness and a fresh power in your life. Or you've been struggling in your prayer language. You haven't been praying in the Spirit for a while. Here we go. We got a couple guys. Amen. Awesome. 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 Amen. You join them. You join them. You join these guys today. Come on. There should be a few more. You can receive. You can receive too. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. All right. There we go. Why don't you, sometimes it takes a little extra encouragement. Why don't you look at your neighbor, at those around you, and say, do you want me to go with you? You want me to go with you? All right. Just ask your neighbor. Say, can I go with you this morning? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That can be your story. That can be your testimony. Hey, there's no time like the present. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I want to pray for it. Yeah, come on. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Gentlemen, thank you for your bold step of faith. I'm going to ask if you would to go with Mr. Neil here and Miss Georgette or Miss Mala. All of you guys going out. Excellent. They will receive the Holy Spirit. It'll be changed from the inside out. Amen. A few more folks. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Well, you may be seated. I hope that really encouraged you today. If you've neglected the gift of the Holy Spirit and haven't prayed in the Holy Spirit in a long time, just open yourself up to Him and allow yourself to be filled anew this morning. Amen. Pastor?
Well, that was awesome, guys. And I think there was probably some people here that didn't come forward. And like Greg was talking about, your heart just beating. That's probably a good indicator. But we'll be available after service if someone wants to receive or even during the week. But I believe this is your week. Amen. For those that have not utilized their prayer language and want to just step out something fresh and new, I believe this is your week for those that haven't received before. And, you know, I really feel like during this week, a lot of fear is going to leave. Fear has been holding people back from God's best. And I'm just believing for a breakthrough for everybody. All of us has things that we're dealing with. But in this kind of environment of, you know, miracles, signs and wonders and people stepping out and doing new things. And what awesome testimony, you know, that young man. I mean, I believe that's going to just encourage, you know, iron sharpens iron. It's going to encourage others to step out. And I believe this is going to be a week we're going to see boldness like we've never seen before. And so you just make a decision right now. I'm going to overcome, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to overcome fear. And I'm going to do something that I have never done before this week. If it's to pray for somebody, to share the gospel, to share the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I mean, I'm not going to live my life bound in fear. I'm not going to live my life and watch other people enjoy the benefits of what God has for them and me not partake. I want all that He has for me. And He's got so much in the Scriptures. And we've been talking so much about being fearless, about being bold. And so I'm praying for you, just like in the book of Acts. I'm praying for you to be bold. I'm praying that you'll step out of your comfort zone. I'm praying you'll do things that you have never done before. And it'll happen this week. And when you step out and do those things, it opens the door for even more things to happen. This is your week. Turn to your neighbor and say, this is your week. Now turn to your other neighbor and say, you, and say it like this. Turn to your other neighbor and say, you are bold. And then now say this. Turn to your other neighbor and say, you're as bold as a lion. I'm not going to be one of those people that live in fear. I'm not going to do it. Man, we lived in fear, never would have started this church. Lived in fear, never went on this Minneapolis trip we were talking about. Never would have done any of that. You know, and just things that, I mean, gone to the mission field and all different countries and all these different things. And I tell you, it's amazing what you can do and where we've come from. And really is, as a believer, our lives are transformed and we can be just, you know, I'm going to be 50 this year. I'm talking about reinventing myself. I can be a different person by year end. You can be different. Enemy will lie to you and tell you you can't do these things, but you are a world overcomer. You are more than conquerors. He always causes you to triumph. You have the victory. And God, when you open yourself to God, and as Greg was talking about, you open yourself to God and the Holy Spirit, He begins to start showing you things, impossible things. And God, that's what He wants. If we could just do everything in our own strength, why would we need Him? We need Him to begin to see things, and then He helps us by the power of the Holy Spirit to do things in ourselves we couldn't do. So I'm believing for astonishing things all throughout this year, but even this week. And I'm going to be really get excited about people stepping out and doing things that they haven't done before. So let's just don't even think about it. Just do it. Do it.